Okay, CHOC's craniofacial program cares for infants and children with cleft lips and or palates, craniosynostosis, and other genetic and congenital conditions. The program boasts a multidisciplinary team of pediatric specialists, each of them dedicated to the highest standards of pediatric medicine and patient and family-centered care. We're honored to have in studios with us today Dr. Jason Toronto, a craniofacial and plastic surgeon here at CHOC Children's, and Sharon Vargas, a specialty nurse with CHOC's craniofacial program. They're here to discuss what I imagine is one of the biggest concerns and or challenges facing parents of babies born with cleft lips and palates, how to feed them. So welcome, Jason and Sharon. Welcome to the studio. And please go ahead. We'd love to hear a little bit more about this topic.
So good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Today we're going to talk about cleft palate babies. And one of the most important sort of topics within this, and I know this is near and dear to your heart, is how to feed them.
Right. Typically, one of the biggest concerns parents have is how to feed the baby. And if they can't feed their baby well, they're very anxious. If the baby has not already been taught how to feed well at their birth hospital, we will come in and try and adjust that feeding. Children with a cleft lip by themselves are usually able to feed either at the breast or with a regular bottle. But children with a cleft palate have a great deal of difficulty creating enough seal to get enough milk out of a regular bottle or the breast. So we do try and show them some techniques on how to improve that.
So can you talk about the process of establishing that initial maternal baby connection if those babies are having a hard time actually latching on and getting enough milk?
Sure. I think it's many times it's a loss for the mom. She feels a loss if she's not able to feed her baby at the breast, if this is something that she's been wanting to do. And so what we'll really encourage her to do if she's interested in using breast milk is to go ahead and pump her milk and put it into a bottle. But the most important thing is really establishing an adequate amount of fluid or milk that would go into the child. And so when they first bring the children in to see us, take a look at the child to see what the defect or the size of the cleft palate is and try and assess what type of bottle would be appropriate, what type of nipple, and then do a trial with a nipple at that time.
Right. So I'm glad that you were mentioning that, because I think the next question that everybody has is, okay, the baby's born and now you're at home. It's a couple days after the baby's born. And now what do? I need to find the right nipple. I can't just go to Ralph's and pick up a nipple
That's
and say
right.
this is going to work. So how do I actually get those correct nipples? It's coming and seeing you and interacting with you. How does that work?
We definitely can help. Ideally, we'd like the nurseries to contact us ahead of time so we can create a link and get a smooth transition so the family's not facing a time at home where they're feeling uncertain and unable to feed. But yes, they can contact the craniofacial team. There is also a wonderful resource at cleftline.org that has feeding videos and shows how to use different nipples and how to obtain those. And the old-fashioned way, which still works in some cases, is to take a regular standard baby nipple and cut a quarter-inch X cut in the top of it, and that increases the flow of the milk, and sometimes that alone will allow the baby to feed when they don't have a special nipple in front of them.
Right, without going through the whole process. Right. Now that you are, let's imagine that mom now has all the right nipples and has all the right stuff that she needs. What is the next step? How do you know that the baby's getting enough milk?
There are more scientific formulas, but we usually will use the equation of at least 2 ounces per pound a day in the newborn period. It can go to higher than that. And if we can tell the parents your child weighs 6 pounds, that they need to take at least 12 ounces a day. We can give them something a little more concrete. I'll usually divide that up for them in every eight feedings a day, meaning feeding the baby every 3 hours, giving them a set amount, and then having them keep a feeding log so they can sort of see where the baby is at, if they're getting there, to establish weight gain and adequate hydration.
And can you talk about weight gain? Because that's obviously one of the things that you spend a lot of time in when you're interacting with mothers and babies. You are really focused on the weight. Of course, that's sort of a critical parameter. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes. It's not uncommon even for a normal newborn to lose a few ounces after birth, but we don't want them to lose a significant amount of weight. And so making sure the child has an adequate way to feed will usually result in good weight gain. Sometimes it's a challenge feeding a cleft palate baby the first few weeks. And even if they're beginning to get how to feed with a new nipple, we may have to adjust their calories, increase those a little bit. We'll usually do frequent weight checks with the parents, and even some phone reassurance in between, or going to the pediatrician in between to check the weight. But we watch very carefully over the first several weeks to make sure we're seeing a gradual increase in weight.
And a lot of these children also will have nutritional deficiencies, even though they are getting enough formula or breast milk mm-hmm. and are gaining enough weight. There can be some sort of background other vitamins that they need that you don't necessarily pick up. It's a little bit harder. Can you talk about some of that?
Sometimes we can just adjust calories, but in those kinds of situations, we'll usually involve like nutrition and have them take a deeper look at what else the child may need in addition to a standard breast milk or standard formula.
Sharon, obviously parents, when they have a baby who has a cleft, are looking for as many resources as they can find and trying to learn as much information as they can. Can you delineate some of those resources that parents could go find maybe on their own on the web?
Sure. There are a lot of resources on the web. However, very good information that many of the craniofacial teams follow is found at cleftline.org. There is a tab there that indicates feeding resources, which not only gives written guidelines about positioning the baby, burping frequently, things like that, but also, the feeding videos that are there show how to use the specialty nipples, how to adapt your own nipple, and that's an excellent resource for families.
Great. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Once again, that was Dr. Jason Toronto and Sharon Vargas talking about cleft palates and how to feed those types of children. Again, if you ever want to check out more of our blogs, please go to blog.chockchildrens.org. That's blog.chockchildrens.org. And thank you all for tuning in again.